Time to get ready for the Larry and Needles Show. Hey, everybody, welcome to Larry and Needles Show. I'm Larry.
And I'm Needles. As usual with us,
I'm Kiki. How you guys doing?
I'm doing good today. You guys want to hear something crazy? So my fucking, my dad, has to go to the fucking, go to the doctor for, because he had a stroke. And, they tell him, they tell my mom, they're like, we can't fucking treat him unless, unless he gets his recent COVID shot and a flu shot.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And the guy's, 82 years old.
What's the reasoning behind this?
Just because they can't. It affects.
He's still alive.
Well, because it affects yeah, it affects other patients.
How does it affect other patients?
I have no clue, because I've been fighting with my mom about getting her flu shot and her vax or another booster, which is like the fifth one, because they keep pushing on them. Every time I go to fucking Walgreens to get their scripts, they're like, "Hey, don't forget your flu shot and your vaccine." I'm like, "For what?" And they're like, for the flu. I'm like, I didn't know it was that deadly. Then we have to take something crazy like this.
Dude, seriously, have you ever gotten a flu shot?
Yeah.
Once, when I first had Senior Woofers. Just because, you know, but this was back 10 years ago. Because they wouldn't let us into...
Yeah, the hospital.
They wouldn't let us into newborn because he was in the NICU. So we had to get it to go in there, which it's a fucking stranglehold.
But even the flu shot, it's like a 50-50 shot that they...
They just throw something at the wall, just like they do when you get
I think they have an idea because Australia deals with it first, I think, but then they base it off
that. But there's multiple variations.
Well, but that's the thing. It's still a 50-50 shot.
The thing is,
and you get sick from it anyways, and fucking the odds of you getting the flu are fucking slim to none.
Well, but the funny thing is, okay, now let's think about this. There's multiple variations of the flu. Why don't they just give you all of those in one shot? Because that'll kill you. It's so bad for you. Know what I mean?
I don't understand.
But it's there's all these multiple variations from different regions and from different places, and like it succumbs to this. Well, do you really know that? No, like you said, it's a 50-50 shot. Yeah. So here, let me read the stat. So, Blue Cross and Blue Shield pays your doctor $40,000 bonus for fully vaccinating 100 patients under the age of 2. If your doctor manages to fully vaccinate 200 patients, that bonus jumps to $80,000.
Damn. Okay?
But here's the catch. Under Blue Cross Blue Shield's rules, pediatricians lose the whole bonus unless they complete at least 63% of patients are fully vaccinated. And that includes the flu vaccine. All right?
They ain't getting
pushing that shit hard.
So it's not $400 for your child's head. It could be the whole bonus. To your doctor, your decision to vaccinate your child might be worth $40,000 or much more, depending on the size of his or her practice.
See, now, how...
It's all a business.
And they take an oath...
The HIPAA.
To protect you. You know, it's like they take an oath to protect...
What do we always talk about on here? Shekels over morals. Nobody has a moral compass anymore. Everybody is so deviant. Everybody has been pushed by all of the, you know, like, listen, hey man, I ain't no fucking saint, you know, I'll tell you that right
now.
Compared to some people that are, you know, like, I ain't out there robbing, I ain't out robbing, stealing, I ain't hurting children, I ain't raping people, going to work, I'm doing, you know what I mean?
Right, like, making an honest living.
I'm just doing my shit, so I mean, I can at least say a little bit, but...
I wish I could imagine, say that.
Oh, it's Larry the Badass. We should wear your leather jacket and put the thing up, Fonzie. But yeah, no, so the way that it's so crazy, though, like what I was reading these documents today about this, how the ramifications are going to come up to haunt everybody. And we were just talking upstairs with Stoney about how the system is just a lick. That's all it is the fucking, they take your money.
Especially against single fathers.
Well, yeah, well.
Especially.
Yeah, definitely. Because, well, and it also depends on, there's multiple variables.
Think about that shit, Needles.
What's that?
So the insurance company, everybody pays the insurance company to have insurance. They're paying the doctors to get these vaccines. So it's like, all right, what is their kickback from the pharmaceutical companies? You know, that's why these pharmaceutical companies are having all these closed-door meetings right now.
Yeah, because
they're scared as shit.
Yeah.
Well, the thing
now, basically, it's just like it was with Oxy. Your vaccines are like Oxy now. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and they can give them to you against your will.
Yeah.
People rarely tell their doctor, who really doesn't know that much shit. I mean, granted, they do to some extent, but we put way too much faith in these people. Doctors kill more people than guns do.
Doctors know about prescribing and managing illnesses. They don't know about curing.
They look through a computer
surgeries
now.
And shit like that.
They're good with that.
And there is a use. Antibiotics.
We have a sickness system. We don't really have a health system.
We have a sickness system. It's everything. But food's involved in it. Water's involved. Everything is meant to keep you sick. Yeah. And it's all cyclical. Like, literally, it's like an APAC almost.
It is.
What, the United
dude,
States.
The crazy thing is now, every day, I think about this shit, and I drive around, and I'm seeing these fast food joints, and I'm just seeing the slobs in line to get that shit, and they're just waddling around, you know.
And I ain't the fittest person, but I work with guys who eat that shit 4 days a week.
But no, but here, think about that shit, though, Mikey, or Needles.
Whatever, it don't matter.
Yeah. But these people don't realize they're getting poisoned to death, and they don't have time to get...
Well, they're addicted to it.
Well, that too.
That's what it is. It's like, that shit is addictive. They show food is another addiction.
A lot of them are really into fitness, though. Fitness sandwich in their mouth.
But that is another thing, too. They don't do any exercise. Do you know what I mean? Like, there is no fucking... it's funny. Remember when COVID happened? Remember, like, the sun is bad for you. Like, what is wrong?
They
with
were fucking
get, stay they, inside.
They were kicking people off the beach.
Yeah, for walking around.
It's like, are you fucking kidding me?
You know, so
it's
now like, I can't try to be healthy. Like, what the fuck is wrong?
Here,
with
I'll
you?
Tell you what. Too,
hey, whenever, Larry.
Whenever I go to the ocean, like just getting back from Florida, and I spend days and numerous hours in the ocean, my nails grow so much faster.
Yeah, but who knows what's in that water, though?
No, but dude, well...
It does clean itself to some...
No, but the thing is, though, like, the ocean, dude, and it has, like, 90 different minerals that your body needs. And your skin is an organ, dude. It takes that shit in.
They tell you fucking vitamin D is bad for you. Don't stay out of the sun, but put this sunblock on. It kills you. It's literally chemicals you're slathering on your body and exasperates.
The sun can be bad for you. If you get sunburn all the time,
well,
yes.
But if you're...
But if you get sun and you're not getting burnt, then
you're fine.
You should be all right. And then you're taking in a shit.
Well, you get a base coat and you get all that shit that you need because... And the funny thing I was reading about also with LED lighting, how it creates a different spectrum than halogen lighting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And now these people are lacking in that also.
Yeah. Well, and half the people just don't go outside.
Why? You have your phone and you have your security and you have everything you need inside.
Get food delivered to
you
my
can
house.
Fucking, they already killed the culture by making people stay in the house and work from home.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck that. Like, and then all of a sudden now these people, they get so used to staying at home that they get anxiety leaving the house. Like agoraphobia and all this shit. You know, they don't date. They don't have any coworkers to go out with.
They don't, all they have are these online people, technically.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a great thing, too. Some TikTok, basically a hot Asian chick.
No.
That was going around.
Your algorithm must be fucked up.
Yeah. Well, it's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till you hear the story.
Oh, boy.
No, so a hot Asian chick rides motorcycle around all over the place, and companies have been trying to get a hold of her because they want to advertise with her, this and that.
Yeah.
So finally, somebody, like, she wasn't responding to anything. All of a sudden, some advertisers, they track her down. They find out where she is. They go after her. Turns out it's an old dude that had like long hair.
Oh, that's awesome.
That looked like a chick. It was just AI.
Are you sure he wasn't a tranny?
It definitely wasn't a tranny. Oh, they showed the picture like, oh my God.
That's
it's just like
funny.
Some old dude riding a motorcycle. And he's like, eh. He's like, the only way I can get followers and likes is if I was a hot chick.
That's great to pretend.
So, I mean, because he looked like, you know, never showed like in a bikini or anything.
But that's funny how they hunt these people down just for advertising.
Right?
This country is
so
fucked up.
It's so pathetic.
It really is. Like, I don't watch TV. That fucking shit is just gay. Yeah, it really is. It's just a fucking dumb box.
I can predict every single show that's out there.
Oh, yeah.
It's all the same show that was a year, a couple years ago.
Yeah,
they just recycle
it,
regurgitate it. They just add new genders and races to it.
Exactly.
Every main character now has to be a black woman, and then they have to have a gay friend with an Asian friend, and then the white guy's the villain.
Yeah,
as usual.
And the white woman has like purple or pink or blue hair.
Or she's crazy.
And she's,
based on a 1955.
Well, yeah, let me tell you, she's a couple hot dog sandwiches.
Based on a 1955 episode of Leave It to Beaver, because they haven't written any new plots either.
Well, no, but they're all taking shit from the same stuff. That's all it is.
Yeah. No,
it's all the same shit from the beginning of time, just like with music.
Hence the 1955 Leave It to Beaver fucking plot.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, but that was written from... I mean, it's all fucking the same shit.
All they got to do
There's
is
no
change out the people's fucking sex and race and hair colors and it's the same shit.
Yeah,
it's
well, like,
do
like
fucking
Chappelle
all the
did. It's the niggers. Mm-hmm. The nigger family. Morning, niggers. That was a great skit.
That's a great fun, a great skit. So you want to... I don't know if I sent you guys this. I don't know if you read it or not. So there's a Texas medical school that got caught liquefying bodies.
Oh, yeah.
And then sent... This is yesterday.
And just
this is,
and
this
yeah,
is
you said,
yesterday,
I saw
not
it.
Even
down the toilet, basically.
Yeah, well, no, down the drains.
Yeah,
and they're literally down the drain into the water.
Oh my god!
And they fucking so this isn't the first time. This is the second this year.
They've had several reprimands.
No, with a different company within this year. I've read another story. I think it was South Carolina or something like that.
Oh man!
So basically, what they're doing is they like blast the bodies with water. And break them down.
Well, that's how they're
like
doing
hide
it?
Water jets.
Yeah, we talked about this.
Well, but if he doesn't remember, we'll remind him. But so they pressurize them with water jets.
I thought they were using acid or something.
No,
water. Like,
it's water jets, high pressure water heads. And then they have ones where it disintegrates the bone.
They put
also
you in these chambers, like
and
a
then
tube.
They just and then they just dump it into the water.
Oh man!
And they're only charging them $5,000 a day if they don't stop.
So they're probably making money hand over fist.
Wait,
they're
imagine
not gonna stop.
Whose job it is. Hey, buddy, we got some bodies for you to
Could
blast.
You liquefy these?
Yeah, the guy just sits there all
well,
day.
Well, also they're taking these remains because they're highly nutrient and fucking spraying them on crops as well.
Oh, yeah,
and
they break them down.
Fertilizer.
Yeah, it's just like the Matrix.
Yeah, inadvertently, I don't know what the Matrix
they feed
did,
the dead feed the living.
It's the circle of life.
Yeah,
buddy.
It's just the dead feed the living.
It's I mean, honestly.
It's more like a symbiotic liquid that they use.
Yeah, well, here, speaking of that.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, that was a
body. Did you ever see
see that one.
Like back in, I think it was back in, they would torture, like the torture for people. They would strap a body down underneath where the new bamboo shoot was going to
grow. Yeah,
we talked about
this the third time we've talked about this year.
It's a perfect time to talk again. Grows right through the body.
It's actually
that's
showing.
A tough one.
It's actually showing how quickly it happens too.
I think three days is fucking crazy.
Yeah, because bamboo grows so damn fast. But that's crazy.
Which is a fucking horrendous way
doing this stuff.
Yeah.
Why can't they just bury the body?
But the thing is these are unclaimed bodies also.
Right.
John Doe's and shit.
So how'd they find out they were doing this?
Well, they
I have no clue.
It. They've been doing it a while.
Yeah.
Well, I think that somebody narked him out or eventually
testing
the water or something.
The guy got sick of blasting the body.
That's got to release some sort of chemicals in the water. Think of all the drugs that people take. What if you're on, hormones or this and that? I don't know what the equivalent to getting
Needles
into the water
liquefied
system
body
is,
could kill a whole village.
It didn't specify how many bodies they were killing each day either or how many they were getting rid of each day.
That's kind of
so
crazy.
So there's also some different questions.
Well, yeah, you wonder how many bodies they're experimenting on teaching people how to do shit.
Well, remember there was that funny story.
People were dried up wings.
There was the lady that donated her body, and then all of a sudden they found out the military blew it up.
They
were using it to test munitions.
They sold it.
Yeah,
they were paid like $6,000.
Yeah,
for it.
They were using it to fucking test munitions.
Well, when you donate
shit.
Your body, you don't know what they're gonna do with it.
No, exactly.
Well, you could end up in a science class,
or you could end up at some pedo's house. Just
yeah, I was gonna say.
Weird things done to
or
you.
Or it could be some like new Asian market fetish type thing where they want like shark fins and they want
it's funny. Your fucking
white
shit always
wings.
Goes to the Asian market. Well, he always goes right to the having sex with the thing. Needles has a fucking, we got to get this guy checked out.
He's a necro.
What's
Something's
that?
Wrong.
Who?
Dude, I would have banged Marilyn Monroe's dead body.
All right, man. We don't affiliate with this guy.
Just joking.
He was waiting to see if we were on board.
Yeah. So, hey, that was a joke. Hey, we did this.
Hey, we did this one hillbilly guy at our work fucking banged his cousin, so we got him to admit it. By me and this other guy pretending like, I'm like, I think this guy fucking bangs his cousin because the way he was talking about her. So I'm talking to this other guy and like casually when he walks in, like we're already talking. I'm like, yeah, you know, I have a couple of really cute cousins. I made out with a couple of them at parties and stuff. Man. And the other guy's like, oh yeah, me too. And then the other guy jumps right in. He's like, oh man, I fucked my cousin. And we're both like, oh man, we knew it, you fucking lowlife. It was like, we were just kidding, dude, but we fucking knew you were a weirdo. Jesus, and then another, and then the same guy, man, we were going to go to Tower Records. You know, I worked with him, and he's like, hey, I'll drive and shit. And he had this, and his car was immaculate. He was one of these guys that was immaculate, like a neat freak. And he had this, like, 10-year-old fucking pack of Twizzlers in his car that was as hard as a rock. And I'm like, what is this? The candy that you lure in the kids with that they never really get to eat?
Because he beats them with it. Because they're like little silly sticks.
No, he just uses it as bait over and over and over. I was like, dude, I never felt Twizzlers that were this fucking hard before. It was ridiculous. I mean, seriously. So, yeah, this guy probably
was like, give me that.
And then he ordered this book about Jeffrey Dahmer from Tower Records when we were there, this big deluxe hardcover thing.
Oh boy.
And, you know, and it was like, you know, this is like 1992 or something. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, your name just, you know, because they had to order it and write his name and all this. I'm like, you just got put on a list, brother.
Seriously.
And that was back before it was kind of hard, you know, a little harder to get put on a list. Not hard, but a little harder than it is now.
Dahmer book.
Yeah.
The height of Dahmer.
But this is before Dahmer mania. Right, exactly. This is when you were still a weirdo, like the only guy that likes Dahmer.
So I got this article, which is 11 dangerous conspiracy theories you should ignore.
Mm-hmm.
Have we done this before or no?
No.
I don't think we have. All right, so the first one.
Well, first off, you shouldn't ignore any of them.
Exactly.
Well, let me read them to you first, and then you'll see how much. Adrenochrome.
Can't ignore that one.
I mean.
Come on.
That's the first one.
They want you, they want you to ignore that.
They want you to ignore it.
They've been doing tests on adrenochrome forever.
The CIA has done shit like that.
The CIA made this list. What else do they want you to ignore?
Oh, real quick, there was another. One of my pods I listened to, they were talking about, and they think adrenochrome basically takes time and stretches it out for people.
It's like, yeah, it's a fountain of youth.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it physically does it, but mentally, it can make like 5 minutes seem like a year.
Oh.
Like the way they get shit done, they use it kind of like as a crystal.
Well, it's funny how they showed it to you in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, like that, just out of note, try this. This is adrenochrome. How do you get it? Oh, from a pineal gland. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. Well,
never heard of it before.
But the movies, that's like it's like a karmic loophole, movies and cartoons are. Like, look at the stuff they say on Family Guy.
Oh,
like, you couldn't say that on regular TV because it's a cartoon. No. So it's like, it disassociates you from it, sort of, you know? And then look at the 100%. Movies, like, with fucking adrenochrome and Fear and Loathing. Like, and it was with an underage chick.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I never heard of it before then.
Well,
also, you know that supposedly that S. Hunter Thompson is making...
Hunter S. Thompson.
Whatever, correcting me, you fucking bitch.
Okay.
God.
Jesus, man. That was aggressive.
Oh.
I know. He supposedly made some snuff films for, who was it? One of these.
The CIA and Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, so.
He was, supposedly, he was being, he was the cameraman.
He
was
a dirtbag.
He killed himself, supposedly. But his daughter said that she was on the phone with him, and it seems suspect.
Right.
He knew a lot of things.
Because he did a snuff film for them.
Yeah, but
of course they had to kill him, man.
But he lived. This was back when. This was when he was young as shit in his 30s.
Yeah, but dude, you never.
He was
know.
A loose cannon.
You
too.
Never know.
Yeah, but
when
he was for 30
you're
years.
Too crazy to fucking let.
Yeah,
live
but for
anymore.
30 years, yeah. I mean, there's so much other shit that goes on. Like, it's so funny how minuscule people really care, but they just flex their muscles. Like, who really cares about Hunter S. Thompson?
I don't.
Johnny Depp. You know what I mean? Like, they did this fucking ostentatious thing of building a fucking cannon to shoot his ashes out.
Spent like $3 million.
Yeah, they spent all this cash
for
this guy.
Probably the end of his satanic ritual.
What's that?
It's probably the end of his ultimate satanic ritual.
I mean, who knows? You'd think that would be something different since shooting satanic rituals involve you being alive.
Well, you know? they involve killing you, too. Hey, what's the next fucking thing we're not supposed to remember, Einstein?
Fluoride for sinister purposes. Man, you're real aggressive today, aren't you, towards me?
No, man.
You really are. And that
I
was
love
a,
you,
and I should fucking slap you in the chops for calling me Einstein because he was a fraud and a fake.
I know.
You son of a bitch. You're lucky I don't climb over Fat Girl and fucking grab you by your fucking hook nose.
No, and that's another bullshit one.
Yeah, it's been proven that fucking
he's a dummy. Einstein. I'm gonna get a shirt that says Einstein was a dummy.
Yeah. Or
people just start arguing with me left and right everywhere I go. I know it, but
yeah. So fluoride has been proven that it's bad for you. I mean. But it's just funny, this just came up on my phone the other day, so I was like, oh,
totally
I can take
bullshit.
A look. Fake moon landing.
Yeah.
I mean, Larry, you don't have to,
It's so funny.
It really is.
Oh, you know, I was just going to mention this, too, the guy in Krav.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about when he said the rocket or something went to space.
Yeah.
And he's like, there was a bunch of witnesses that watched it happen. I'm like,
go where?
Were they on the ground? Like, were they in space?
Right.
Like, no, they weren't in space, buddy.
And I said to him, and then they had 51... officials signed that Hunter Biden's laptop was fake.
Yeah,
too.
But no, but that well, that's
51 FBI officials.
Yeah, but that's but the moon landing is completely different.
Oh
than
yeah,
that,
well
the
no,
moon
they're both lies.
Is a
they're
whole
exactly
fucking,
the same.
But the whole that is just predictive programming and fooling the masses at the most. Everybody watched it on their TV. They thought.
Well,
it
here's
happened.
The thing.
Fucking.
I mean,
they went through these.
These people aren't dumb that are making this shit happen. You know.
What do you mean? They made the
they're
movie?
They're programming everybody.
Oh, no, not at all.
Doing.
I
they're
mean,
good.
That's the easiest
you know,
way to do it.
Here's the thing, man. Russia had that Grigory Yorgachev or whatever go to space and float around outside of his capsule. Okay, so the United States, because this is the Cold War, they had to pretend that we landed on the moon no matter what.
We had to be better than Russia.
We
had to be better in the space race.
Yeah.
That was our main, that's what Kennedy went under. Yeah. That we're going to the moon.
Yeah, and all these other countries fucking... that are making their fake movies saying, like, you know, China and whatever other countries said, oh, yeah, yeah, we
India.
Also went.
India.
I can't wait to
see it.
That is just, that's
got
just
a Superman outfit doing, like, Michael Jackson moves.
Yeah, yeah. But that's just to control their people and say, look, we're just as good as
India,
the USA as well.
Space program.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, it's just like a turd shot out of a cannon.
Dude, that's a movie right there.
That's a Bollywood movie.
No, that's
movie
how they
that
do
should
it.
Be.
It should.
They got the crazy
oh, speaking
shit.
Of Bollywood, did you watch that Tyson fight?
No, it was all fake. And Illuminati bullshit and
yeah.
bread and circuses. Why would you yeah. waste your time doing
well, because I wanted
people
to go
that,
hang out with my dad and fucking
people
watch
that
it.
Were fucking talking about this shit, I'm like, what are you going to get out of
Netflix
this?
Netflix broke down. Well,
yeah, I heard it fucking broke
yeah,
down.
It's, like,
it's a humiliation ritual for Tyson. That's all it was. Why would
maybe.
You do that to yourself? He could have killed that guy. I'm not going to talk about this. It's really fake. It's really gay. Next. Magnetic vaccines.
So that
particles
doing,
in vaccines
so
that are accelerated
that.
By 5G or whatever that is.
Okay, so they don't want you to look that up because they're doing it.
So they're giving you a list of shit you should check out.
Yeah. Well, they're basically telling you should do 10 minutes of research in each
yeah.
one of these things.
You should really
and
look
you will
into
find,
this.
You will find papers from the FDA, from NASA, from all these other places.
All that,
and
scientists.
Then another thing, too, when they showed everybody going to the moon, they're like, "Ooh, keep on giving NASA money. Keep on giving them money."
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
a fucking money train that
well,
they were taking.
Yeah, it's the ultimate.
$65 billion a year.
The oh, ultimate yeah. money laundering fucking organization.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
ever.
Fake. Fake
yeah,
and
these
gay
guys
space.
Aren't rookies. They
and then they say,
money.
You know, the screwdriver, the special screwdriver we need costs
$87,000. Yeah,
exactly. Well, it's like a bag of bolts that they did.
And the screws cost
$9,000
each, and we need 12 million of them for this project.
One of my favorites, this one, is that once you start looking into, like, the easy ones, like, let's even say, I'll say that fucking, what do you call it, that, we call it fucking Saddam Hussein was a fucking psyop.
Right.
You know what I mean? That Gaddafi was
right.
fucking 9/11. All this other shit. So
right.
once you start like realizing this other stuff, then you come to this one. And this is a tough one. Don't look, fat girl. I saw you looking.
I can't
it ain't
read.
A new male and
I can't see
slap your fat hand away.
Flat Earth.
You got some loose?
I was going to bring some for your fact.
So they really don't want you to look into that.
No, they don't want you to look into Flat Earth.
Because then you'll find out the Earth is flat. By the way, everyone should buy Edward Henry's book.
The 9/11 one's good.
Yeah. I think it's called something like Greatest Lie on Earth. And then the other one is called The Sphere of Lies. Both books are great. I'll let you check them out, dude.
And it says
that you're one of them flat earth books.
I got to check them out. And it's one of those things that is kind of, it's crazy because you look up in the sky, the moon is round, the sun is round.
The North Star never moves.
Yeah, that's the whole thing right there, Needles. If you don't have any other proof than that, that's it.
If we're spinning so fast, we should be able to jump up and get right back where we're, land right back where we're at.
Also,
satellite images of planets.
A lot of stuff doesn't add up. It's like,
here's the thing.
Like, what the fuck?
If we're corkscrewing through the sky, like they say,
like three different ways.
Every single night, the stars would be different. Some of they might even be.
Well, they'd be in a different place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We might not even ever see the stars again that the people in the past saw.
Yeah.
You know.
But also,
we're gonna be zooming by.
Okay, so then it just goes back to the moon landing. Oh, we got rid of, we destroyed that technology, number one.
And
number
two,
we can't re-engineer it to go back there. But so much has progressed since back then when the
bullshit.
CIA and the tiny hats killed JFK.
But we can reverse engineer a fucking UFO.
Yeah. I mean, that is true. That's another blue beam thing that fucking everybody wants to talk about. But also with the flat earth, it's like, why if people we've been programmed like from the beginning. There's a globe in every classroom. There's like if you even why would it be flat? Oh, what about this ice wall? And you know what? And that's a tough one. It took me a little bit to even look into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and once I started to look into it, it's like you have to ask questions and question things.
Well, especially when you see all these old school maps.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the hell is
the
this?
Gleason map?
That's the one I'll most vehemently fight for. If someone thinks the Earth is round, I'm just like, I want to fight.
You want to fight?
I want to fight with him, yeah. I'll
because
physically
why do you,
or
what's
verbally.
Up with you being so aggressive today?
I don't know, man.
You just want to fight people because they think the Earth is
round. He wants to kill somebody like Gaddafi.
I mean, that is the most simpleton stuff ever.
No, I want to fucking tell him where it's at. And tell
you
want to
argue with him,
yeah,
not fight.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, you should.
The problem is people
want to fight them.
Are so one-sided when it comes to that. They're like, there's no way in hell.
Well, it's fucking preposterous.
Well, but
it is the most preposterous thing you could ever tell somebody.
All these people are just, dude, it's baked into their heads since
like,
they're a little kid.
Absolutely.
9/11 is fake. Okay, well, you know what? Some weird shit went on. Other stuff happened. Okay, I could sort of see that. JFK, all right, that was kind of weird, this and that. And then all some people that are like, where you are standing right now is not what you think it is.
Right.
And it's like hits home and they get anxious and
when I was in South America, I didn't feel like I was standing upside down. When I was way south, you know. It didn't feel like I was upside down.
Well, it's like they can't show you pictures of Australia. They can't. Every picture that you look at of the moon and the sun is fucking, I hate to use the word again, preposterous. All CGI shit. They're like, oh, look, we're spacewalking.
Uh-huh.
Or we're in the space station. Yeah. And all of a sudden, I should have sent you over. The guy drops the globe. They're holding the globe. He drops it, and everybody jumps for it. And then the guy gets pulled back because of his harness.
Yeah.
And they're all, like, looking at him like, dummy. Like, but it's funny. Everybody jumps, you know what I mean? So it just should have floated away. So there's these little things. And fucking NASA owns the biggest buoyancy tank in the world.
Right.
Where they supposedly have a replica ISS space station.
It's not a replica. That's the actual one.
Well, but I'm just saying it's a replica. I'm saying layman's terms.
That's what they call it.
It's a replica. And this is where they practice all of their missions. And they've shown them that they have like this green screen technology in the pool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So while they're in there,
You can
crash that thing into the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
You see Hitler, like, frozen body going
with
through
Boudin.
The back. Yeah.
Hitler's holding
Boudin.
He's holding
Boudin. Sure, when they shot him in the space back then.
What's that?
Remember when they shot him in the space?
Who?
Hitler.
What are you talking about?
You mean Tesla? What
the fuck are you talking about?
Hitler into space?
They have a green screen.
I thought he was going to be flying by past the fucking thing.
What the fuck are you talking about?
The space station, you fucking dummy. You're just,
why
what are you
so
talking
aggressive?
Because you're asking me what I'm talking about.
Look at Kiki. He doesn't know what you're talking about either.
I'm talking about the same thing you're talking about.
What is
the space station with the shit flying by, Hitler, right?
Is oh, they're going to green screen. No, I said the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
Yeah. One no, not
guys,
yet.
One of you guys said Hitler.
Yeah, but we were talking about shooting to the moon.
Remember when they shot him into space back then?
Okay, I'm fucking lost. Died
it.
Suddenly. Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah. So basically what they say about fucking flat Earth is that all you have to simply do is watch the sunset, and that proves the conspiracy wrong.
How does that prove it wrong?
Which I'm just saying. These do seem like parodies, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That does seem like it's tugging with your mental shit. Because if you know this, we're kind of like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it's like
what's
a reverse engineered psyop.
What?
Died suddenly. So,
yeah, so don't
that's
look
Stu
into
Peters.
That.
That's
don't
in Hitler.
That. That's
I'll
a great
check
one.
Out Stu oh. Peters no
Died
matter
suddenly
what.
Suddenly
is
one
he
of the fucking most frightening movies I've
you
ever
wanna
seen.
Hear, you want to hear somebody talk real shit and not give a fuck? This motherfucker's got his own page on the ADL website, and they update it every week because he does his shows.
Yeah.
Stu Peters
and
is the man.
He was a rapper.
And he's coming out with that new one about Jewish supremacy.
I can't believe it's
coming out the 24th of this month. But he talks real shit, has real people on
Dude,
there.
I couldn't believe he was a rapper.
Yeah, it's funny as hell. When he's on Tinfoil Hat with Tripoli, they played his rap songs, and it wasn't bad.
Yeah, no,
and
he was
a bail bondsman.
Yeah, no, dude. Like, he's seen some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Andy, Stu's a good Andy dude. Actually wasn't a bad rapper.
Shout out, Stu, come on here. Jewish space lasers.
What?
I know, you guys would just think I'd say that a normal.
Yeah.
That's the next one.
Oh, jeez.
I don't even know about that one.
You don't know about Jewish space lasers?
What?
No,
they're like DEW weapons.
Oh. So don't pay attention to those.
So Majorie Taylor Greene fueled the theory that space solar generators, also known as space lasers, caused the California wildfires in 2021.
Mm-hmm. Anything Majorie Taylor Greene says, I like.
Don't idolize people.
I mean, honestly,
I don't know. I'm not idolizing the bitch.
I think
man.
It was caused by electrical
I just think
shit.
She's good. She gets the pot stirring.
Because what do you call it? They didn't.
They don't fucking clean.
Well, they didn't clean the roads, or they didn't clean any of the foliage around
that
shit.
Well, they don't clean any of dead trees. And like, you go to Austria, all that shit, they never have forest fires.
No,
because
never.
They clean their dead shit.
Right.
Our
it's all about maintenance.
There's no maintenance.
The
and
thing is,
electrical lines get. I mean, they don't maintain that shit.
You're on
either.
An island
because they
it's
can't
a
get
fucking
there.
Wind tunnel.
Yeah, they can't get to the shit.
And I wouldn't They're trust those fucking... guys to be doing electrical work. Island people? What are you, nuts? Fuck that.
Well,
they like send money to Puerto
in.
Rico.
They ship people in for jobs like that.
All right, so basically Jewish space lasers, DEW weapons, it's, you know. But
don't
it's just funny when
attention.
They say that the Jewish people own them. It's just one makes me like it more.
Yeah, right.
The Jewish shekel shooter.
Now I'm definitely looking into it.
Shekels rain down from the sky. Fiery shekel machine.
That's how we get them. Lizard people.
Oh, shit. That's scary.
This one
that
is,
they're lying
this
to
one
look
is,
at that
one.
Because if it was fake, they wouldn't care. They don't tell you. Don't pay attention to Dracula or Frankenstein.
Yeah, right?
Well, they tell you to watch out for them.
Because it's fake.
Well, yeah.
But they don't warn you about that because, you know, if it was fake, they wouldn't care.
Well, Frankenstein was the doctor's name, right?
Yeah.
Not the actual.
The monster.
And you know where
the
girl who wrote it?
Mary Shelley.
Yeah, yeah. You know about why she wrote it, right?
You know, yes, I do, actually.
She went to a show when they first started learning about electricity. Guys would go around the theaters, plug up a fucking dead dog or a dead thing or any. If they can get an elephant, they would do it and reanimate the thing with electricity. Here's the thing laying here dead. And now they shock it and everyone's like, oh, wow. So
really?
That's how she
that
got
with, the
idea.
They used
idea.
To do that with, what do you call it? Edison did that.
Smart.
He used to show how deadly DC electricity was.
And they would also,
well,
AC.
How AC. 240 volt was dangerous. Yeah.
But that's what they would do.
I thought
it
was against Tesla.
It was against
Tesla.
So it was but it was 240.
Well,
though,
it was AC.
But it was AC.
Oh, it was AC though.
Edison was DC.
Yeah. Mm. And he was saying, look at how dangerous AC is. You want to have DC in your home because it's killing an elephant. Edison would literally. He's the one that would kill an elephant.
That's how most people die.
Rent out a theater, get a few fucking farm animals, maybe a cow, some big shit, and shock it to death, and say
you
don't want this running through your house.
You can see videos of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But well, in all accords, DC's a little bit more dangerous.
Yeah, I was just saying, you don't want DC.
Yeah, DC will fucking whack you and kill you instantly. Yeah. But 120 will whack you and kill you.
Well, but DC is just too much to do.
Well, you have to have Transformers every fucking distance. Yeah. You got to kick it and kick it and fucking...
We don't need a fucking lesson in
that. So then Lizard People, I mean, I don't know. It's like that dude Kelly that we watched...
What I used to that? Stick a cord up my ass.
Did you fucking...
Oh, now that I'll listen to all day.
Like Uncle Fester, remember he put the bulb in his mouth? Yeah. Fucking, but Lizard People is something that, I mean, why not?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
At this point in time...
It's real.
You go check out...
I don't know about real, but why not?
They're saying don't check it out. It must be real.
Hopi Indians, I think it's either New Mexico or Arizona. Out in the middle of the fucking desert. They had really sophisticated fucking housing. They had, what do you call it? They had drawings of like lizard people on the caves. And their story was that they came from underground to save them from, you know, meteor, whatever the fuck happened.
Some fire.
Flooding.
Or flooding.
Meteor. Why is there always a meteor with just a crate, no meteor? Where did the meteor go?
Well,
and why is it always at an angle? It should technically come straight down,
smack it, right? But the Hopi Indians, and then all of a sudden, they just disappeared.
Yeah.
All of them just disappeared. Sacrifice.
They ran out of Hopi.
Well, sacrifice to the god.
Or they all went underground with the lizard people.
Yeah, which is, you know. Who knows? They say they have those domes, the underground bases. And then Kelly was talking about the remote viewing that where they saw these people underneath them. What's that, though?
Well, they said there's more water underground.
The museum, what was he talking about?
The Getty.
Yeah, the Getty Museum. That's what he was talking about. It had multiple layers underneath it. It cost $1 billion to make. There's like tunnels that go from everywhere. And he said the more lower you get, the more depraved it gets.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, well, they said there was meetings. Hitler had meetings with the lizard people.
I'm sure.
And they're the ones that told them about Antarctica.
I'm sure.
Well, that's another thing, too. Everybody's cool in space. We have all these agreements to be in space and Antarctica, all these countries. But on the ground, we hate each other. It's so funny, everything else. Yeah, it's kind of it kind of makes you think, doesn't it?
That's the other thing, too. Antarctica is one of those conspiracy theories. That's next.
Well, Bigfoot's next.
Who cares about him?
I know, but it's just so silly because that's like the first thing when you're a kid, you're like, Bigfoot movies, Bigfoot that.
Okay.
And that can go some sort of a knockoff reptilian, you know?
Yeah.
Dude. When I was a kid, my older cousins scared the shit out of me. Now, I would come out and sleep out here, you know. We lived in the city, and they said they spotted Bigfoot when in Medina Country Club, right there. And they're like,
and this is back in the day when there wasn't all this shit around.
What year was this? Oh, 1972, and it's like 1974 at the time, 1973.
You're an old man.
Nice.
And I'm like, oh, shit, man. Bigfoot is right here. I mean, my cousins, I'm like, I want to fucking go back home right now. Yeah. And I'm scared as shit. And I didn't know, you know.
No one's ever been raped by Bigfoot, though.
And live to tell about it. You don't know.
You would see a big splat of blood and just a torso.
But you...
Hey, have you ever seen that YouTube video? The guy, it's like, this is where I got raped by Bigfoot.
No, you haven't seen that one? But it's like the aliens...
Oh, he's serious about
it. The aliens love to come down here and space probe white males and do all this weird shit. Like, not to anybody else, just white dudes.
So wait,
No Mexicans or blacks. You know? Yeah.
So you're but telling
they love
me that...
the fucking...
I love that. That's fucking great.
Yeah. No women. There might be one or two, but it's just some like hillbilly.
They get women all the time.
What's that? They do women too.
But... I know, but I'm just... Jesus, Larry.
So wait, tell me more about this guy in the...
What?
What you were just saying.
Oh, it,
the dude got raped by baby.
It's like, this is where I got raped. He was showing his eyes.
He really meant it?
He seemed pretty fucking serious.
Come on. He's really? Like,
I was out here hunting, drinking my beers. But the guy was serious in the video.
Yeah.
I wish I could...
He was serious in this fake video. No, we don't need to... I mean, I can under...
I
first
just
of all,
to hear about it.
But first, you'd have to go to the hospital.
Oh,
you know,
dude,
what I mean?
Like, dead.
Second of all, he's a gentle lover.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You know, he could be. All that hair and just shit.
He would tear the ass out of somebody. I don't know.
Wouldn't that be funny? Just a bunch of. We should start that. White dudes getting raped by Bigfoot.
dudes for Kamala are actually the same people that are white dudes that want to
they
get
would
raped
do it willingly though there wouldn't be any
yeah,
rape.
Here's the guy.
We don't have to watch a video
no,
right
this
now.
Is a female Bigfoot.
Oh,
too.
It was on Kumia?
Oh, well, that's yeah. okay. No,
if it's on Kumia, it's real.
That's it. This guy,
that's fucking great. But no, okay, so Bigfoot, 9/11 was an inside job.
So don't look into that.
Well, I mean, do you really even have to? Everything's right
well,
in front of your face.
You, do,
you
though,
can watch a 5-minute video.
Amazing.
Well, you can watch a 5-minute video and I could be like, hey, well, look at. Dude, do you have 82,911 fucking emails?
Yeah, I don't read them.
Oh my God, does that give me anxiety? And 9/11, which is funny that we're reading about
9/11. Yeah, right? Holy shit.
Dude, you are a fucking fat girl. Well, your fingers can't touch the phone. Little sausage. It
fumbles around.
You keep hitting the wrong one.
I could
it's
see
just
that.
Camera pictures of you eating.
Yeah.
Thought I was getting my
emails. Emails, yeah, there's coupons.
Yeah, so
it's all coupons.
Some conspiracy theorists claim that 9/11 was on the World Trade Center was an inside job. However, researchers and journalists have debunked all of the supposed evidence behind this theory.
Really?
I want to know
wait,
how.
There's
yeah.
more evidence proving the latter, that it
exactly.
was fucking
yeah,
an inside job.
That it
was
an inside
absolutely.
Job.
Like, prove to me it wasn't.
Well, that would be the fun part. I would love to
let's,
get a truther, not or what do you call it, a truther, yeah, somebody
yeah.
who believes in
it's
it.
It's like,
actually,
like
yeah.
give me a fucking
you
person,
believe...
put him in a plane, and let's see if he can hit another building. We'll set up a yeah. mob building. Let's see if he can guide that thing at 300 miles per hour.
Some guy that couldn't even
building.
Fly a Cessna.
No,
yeah.
Leonard could.
And did a fucking, what do you call it, a crazy, like, 36-degree turn maneuver at high altitude, and that speed, hit that building right in that spot. If you want to look into gelatin, look into gelatin.
And do it twice.
Yeah, and in the most secure airspace, while multiple fucking, what do you call it?
Fighter jets.
Well, but they were doing
exercises
all over,
yeah.
and the only place that they could get a plane from, I think, was North Dakota. That was the closest plane, because all of some of them were in Canada, most of them down south, and they did it perfectly,
yeah.
so they would have to refuel to get there.
Yeah.
So there was no way that they could get there. The most secure airspace in the world, and then all of a sudden you find out, you look into Odigo, that the tiny hats, 4,000 of them are told not to go to work right that day. Silverstein pulled out of his lease a month ago. Companies that were in that building...
No, he didn't pull out of his lease. He got insurance.
Well, no, he pulled one of his companies. Or, you know, he didn't go to breakfast that day in the
yeah,
building.
Yeah.
That's what
oh,
I meant
yeah.
to say.
He hasn't never missed a day.
He did pull
yeah.
out of some, a lot of stuff like what Needles
but he had
saying,
there were companies
insurance,
in the places.
Leases,
yeah.
all kinds of things.
Okay,
man.
So...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there was a lot
he wasn't
shit.
Renewing shit.
And then if you watch the
way.
Video, there are fucking firefighters yeah, saying they heard bombs and they heard explosions. And then Building
in the
7.
In the
and
first
then
floor.
Building 6, which you guys probably don't even know about.
We only know about
Building
7.
Yeah.
Building 6, baby.
No,
building
I know
six?
About Building 6.
Building
it's
building
in six. The Edward Henry book.
Yeah, but
he
tell
talks
them
about
what it
building
is then.
6. That's the one where the two guys were in it that one of them's like a political leader that was also blowing up. It was just an office building, nothing to do with Building 7.
No, but they were
far
basically,
away,
they
a few
were,
blocks away.
It was another place that was looking into nefarious money launderings going on within the government. There were, I can't remember the exact document right now because Building 7
blocks
was,
away.
Well,
blocks
Building 7
away.
Was obviously for, what do you call it? For they were also investigating some crimes in there, some tax shit and some other stuff like that. And then you want to get to the Pentagon, which the missile, that's what it is,
yeah.
went
it
right
is.
To
oh.
the building part where they were doing when
oh,
Rumsfeld
that,
said the day
kept.
Before $2.6
yeah.
trillion dollars is missing. And this thing
it's
went 300
for, yeah.
feet in and hit this one
well,
place.
Did you see the new footage of that missile?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, listen,
like,
they think we're idiots and retarded.
Yeah.
You know what? We don't have to be this retarded. Dude, and I know we sound like fucking lunatics.
Yet.
And I love showing that video to people.
Yeah,
and
but,
like, well, what is this? They're like, and then they don't say anything.
But the funny thing is,
like,
is that.
Yeah, that's what I fucking thought.
This isn't, it's not like we're conspiracy theorists. We've read books on this. I've looked into it, okay? And there's multiple variations of all
yeah.
things. But when it all boils down to it, there were people involved in the plot to overthrow the government,
mm-hmm.
go into go fucking Iraq,
mm-hmm.
go into Afghanistan,
mm-hmm.
take gold, take all this shit. I know they say there was a Stargate that there was there.
Well,
that they
fucking
they
Iraq.
Taken.
Dude, Iraq had some of the oldest history fucking artifacts
yeah.
in the fucking world.
Oh, well, yeah, man.
So,
that's where
and what
started.
Was looted right away when the war was starting and it was
museums
done.
And
it wasn't
shit.
Done in just a random fucking way. It was fucking...
Well, and not also only the tiny hats played a huge part in that, too.
Yeah, and not only did they fuck
remember up... Remember, I sent you that video about Netanyahu saying that stuff.
All right. Not only did they fuck up the museum, so they fucked up actual historic sites, you know?
Yeah,
like
I mean, that's what they do. They go in there and they fucking just bomb it. They don't give a fuck. Yeah, it doesn't mean anything
well,
to
Well, no,
us.
They didn't just bomb it, man. They ran in there after the fact and by hand went into these museums and smashed all the shit and broke everything down. You know what I mean? Hammers and sledgehammers.
Yeah, they're
and
destroying shit.
They wrecked everything.
They got what they needed and fucking everything.
And that might have been a psyop to make us all hate them. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, the psyop was
at least what they showed us on the BBC. Me and my wife were watching BBC.
No, but the psyop was the first thing that they did.
Yeah,
it was a long time ago. They said Osama bin Laden within an hour of the buildings falling down.
Right.
Like, how the hell do you know that? That's what they put right into your fucking head. They knew exactly what they were doing. And
a guy we never heard of.
Exactly.
Well, no, he actually
it was a CIA asset.
He did a bomb before when Clinton was president. He bombed in the World Trade Center, like in
the
garage.
Basement. Yeah,
but yeah, didn't
yeah, no, but they fucking. But that was it. I thought that was a
and they
shake.
Well, and they slapped him for that.
Khalid
like,
Sheikh
Mahid. You're like, you're supposed to take this whole fucking thing down. What
right.
The fuck you
I thought that was Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, wasn't that?
I don't think so. I thought it was Osama.
Okay, well,
I could be wrong.
I think Osama, they did another, they did like, whatever. You know what? We created ISIS. Obama created it, and we all know that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, these little things that we're, you know, these little things that we're saying here are, you can all connect the dots. There's memos out there. There's documents from FOIA releases. There's books written on it, but you have to read multiple books because some people, you know, they go heavily on their own opinion and straight from the facts, which, you know. So basically, it says, okay, so many questions how people end up believing in conspiracy theories, what makes them appealing, and why are certain people more attached to them than the others. You know, some people are more prone to believing conspiracy theories of combination of personality traits. Damn, I can't read right now. Greater reliance on intuition and the need to feel superior to others.
Oh,
that's fucking stupid.
So
that's
they make what you think, so they want you to think if you believe this stuff and you're an asshole then. Because you want to feel superior to others.
Yeah, so basically they dismay you by saying, oh, well, if this guy's going to argue against somebody that has a degree in this, and then one guy's like, hey, well, what about all this, A, B, C, and D? Oh, that's all fake. Well, why is that all fake?
That's
science
just,
says so.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
That would just
I have
prove,
a PhD.
Yeah.
Right. But that would just prove to me whoever wrote that little article is a complete asshole.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And who came up with this term conspiracy theory?
The government.
The CIA.
I think they came up with it in 1947.
I don't know exactly
I remember it was during Kennedy's assassination.
In the late 50s or early 60s.
It's all CIA shit.
Yeah.
And FBI, you know what I mean? The CIA is all about
that. It could
have
been from the Kennedy thing. You're right.
Well,
because, yeah, they want everybody that came out with these different ideas about how it
they
happened.
Needed a word to condemn. They needed a word to put on the theories
to label
that
people
had.
Well, the naysayers.
To make it sound crazy.
Just like MAGA.
Exactly.
Because that's the first thing they do.
MAGA, far right.
Right. Well, that's the first thing they always do. Tear down your character, make you seem crazy, make you seem like a fucking complete nut.
Yeah, but nowadays people are starting to slowly realize
it's getting good.
The government is
better.
Not fucking our friends. They are not on our side.
Dude,
they are our worst
enemy. It's the
enemy.
Same shit they're doing with Mu Dang. They're making this baby hippo to seem like a nice hippo. And this hippo is
going
to be killing people.
Hey,
whatever,
my dad
man.
Wrote
I don't
this...
care. This shit makes me laugh.
My dad wrote this poem.
I love Mu Dang.
Yeah,
he's a biter.
My dad wrote this poem on the night of the election, and I got to go get my phone so I could read it. I wanted to read it like three episodes ago.
If your old man wrote it, I want to hear it.
Yeah, it just says Larry's gay.
He's like, fuck, not this.
He's like, Needles was right the whole time.
Yeah. Dude, I do love the Mu Dang shit.
Yeah, no, it's a different fucking pace because everybody's like, oh, there's porn on Twitter. I don't get any of that shit on my Twitter feed. Crazy shit. Like,
dude, that's weird too.
Crazy shit.
Dude, porn is insane on Twitter.
Is it really? Jesus, dude.
Oh, like, dude, you're getting
dude,
spread eagle.
Dude, why are you so
eagle?
Aggressive today? Such a tough guy.
Slap him.
I will come over and kick
him.
You in the ribs in a heartbeat.
Try it, bitch.
Man. Drop you like an old bag
of rocks. So my dad wrote this on the night of the election. Right as Trump won, and I wanted to read this shit online on the fucking show for the last three episodes.
Nice.
Okay, we'll read it.
I'm gonna.
Fuck.
Trump won the. Okay.
You want me to hit him? I will.
make the same noise as the gong.
Trump won the Electoral College. We finally have a president with some knowledge. He also won the popular vote, although we know he's not one to gloat. We finally have it right. We have a president that will fight, fight, fight. You know, that's it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that.
You know, he's an old man.
But that's
and I'm
true.
Like, that's pretty good.
That
you
rocks.
Know, he's into the rhyming. He's yeah. like a rapper. He's writing down rhymes.
And he served our country.
Yeah.
Politics are fake and gay also.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Another big sigh.
I'll tell yeah. you, I do like who he's putting in place.
I don't.
I do.
A lot of Zionists.
Dude, who the fuck do you think you're going to get? Here's
the
thing.
That's the problem.
There's one
what
person.
What do you mean that's a problem? I'll show you a whole list of people.
There was one person that was perfect. That was Jesus. Nobody else, okay?
I'm not saying everybody's perfect, Larry, while you're misconstruing
fucking...
my words right here.
Well, who would you...
Did I say perfect? I said Zionist. I said somebody who is not Zionist then.
That's the problem.
And I'm
that
saying
is the
who?
Problem.
Who?
I'll show you a list of people. I have them. I'm not going to do it on air. Mm. I didn't think we were going to talk
See,
about
Bobert
this.
Bobert should be putting something. I like her.
Listen, there are people that are funded by AIPAC.
Yeah.
I've sent you their pictures. Well, that's not what it should be based on.
No,
well,
yes,
I mean,
it should.
Was well,
yes,
there.
It should. And that's why you guys get bamboozled every time. Let me tell you. But there's people that are, these people that are in there are funded by
did,
fucking AIPAC.
He hired Gnome.
Huh?
Christy Gnome is hot. She might kill your
Jesus,
dog, but I'll
man.
Chance it.
And the goat.
She and might kill goat. Your dog, but I'd like to...
We got the
pussy.
Point, Larry. Jesus, man.
I was
going
to say kill,
you
but...
just couldn't fucking help yourself.
I can't.
So autistic.
I think she's good looking.
She's horny. Yeah, yeah. Got to blurt it out. But that's fine. Listen, you know what? When you go and you say stuff and Miriam Adelson gives you $100 million, you're basically a bitch. That's what they're doing. They're picking these people. And they're
Sad,
still trying
true.
To steal the election. And I'm not an idiot. And everybody's like, oh, that's just anti-Semitic and this and that. When I look out my front door and I see these people who are all involved that are dual
well,
citizens and they're getting money from AIPAC and it's proven
shit
and shown.
Shit is going to get shaken up, that's for sure.
Yeah, but
and that's what
not
I want
really.
To see.
Nobody,
I mean,
anybody that has dual citizenship should
not
be writing
fucking,
laws
no,
in
not.
Our country.
Absolutely.
Well, that's a
not
fun
be
thing.
Really making this. Like,
I agree.
Yeah, because they're not
making
loyal to this country.
Decisions. That's the problem.
They are not loyal to this country. You want to drain the swamp, get rid of AIPAC first. That's the first thing you do. Get rid of them, make them register as a foreign agent.
Yep.
Drain
Separate ourselves, because when you drain the swamp, all you do is find a menorah. That's all it is. And everybody knows this, and if you don't know this, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
So
and you know, hey, in Israel, they were offered so many other places besides like Palestine. Like the British government offered them Uganda.
She just gave them
Uganda,
Florida,
and they didn't want it. They're yeah. like Arizona was up in the toss too. They're like, no deal unless it's Palestine. They had to have the Holy Land.
No, whatever.
And it's like, hey,
you mean they were gonna give them Arizona?
Well, that was in talks. I know.
Yeah, Florida, Arizona. There
yeah.
were other couple places that back in the day.
Back in the day. But Uganda, wow. Uganda was a big one, and Uganda was huge.
Here's the thing, Still though, is. Man. That's not the Holy Land.
Well, that's,
well, that's what
problem.
He just said. Yeah, they
got to be
want,
in the Holy
they
Land.
They want this wall so all American politicians can kiss it.
Yeah,
wear a
I mean,
tiny
seriously.
Hat and kiss it.
That's why they have the wall. They got to take pictures.
That's all you do. Put a
it.
Note in there.
Yep.
No.
It is disturbing.
It is very disturbing. How
Big Joe's been to the wall.
Usually, that I know.
Has
I can tell by your nose.
Yeah, he didn't. he didn't wear a little hat or anything.
No.
But
you're still in the presence.
He didn't do any rocking or wailing, but he was there. You know.
Yeah. I don't
right,
know.
Right? Isn't it?
Oh, it all seems
Jerusalem,
silly.
Right?
Yeah. It all seems silly, but whatever.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, too, they let their citizens walk around with AR-15s,
mm-hmm.
but then they control the media here and say it's bad.
Oh, no, how about they don't let any immigrants or illegals in there?
Right.
They would not do that at all. They
yeah,
keep
why,
that pure
they
white.
Take them?
Sounds like another guy that we know that just used to paint beautiful landscapes.
Uncle Adolf.
And then all of a sudden one day woke up and was just like, these people are so bad,
For
I'm going
to
the kill them all. So.
Juden.
But that's what they tell you when he was the complete opposite.
Yeah.
Right? I mean.
Well, I heard he was a fucking I heard he was a riot at cocktail parties.
Well, dude, imagine if you're all coked up.
Or on whatever he was.
He was getting meth and shit.
Well, he was getting concoctions of other of multiple
Heroin.
Things.
Yeah,
like,
he was doing lots of different
I wish I had Hitler's doctor. I mean, he didn't live that long.
It's a good band name, Hitler's doctor.
Yeah, right.
It is, man. I'm going to write that down.
Damn, I'm getting one an episode. I get a write down now.
How do you say doctor in German?
I don't know.
Doctensy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What time are we at now?
Subscribing
53.
Okay, I hate that.
Subscribing me.
Yeah, Hitler's doctor.
Yeah, Hitler. Maybe fucking Mudang knows him.
This is Mudang. This is
You've
little,
never seen Mudang?
This is the little fucking hippo.
The pygmy
right?
hippo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
bites
He's
everybody.
Never going to get big? Oh, he does oh, bite
yeah,
everyone
yeah,
already?
She. Oh, she's going to get big. She's already getting big. She's a chunk nugget.
Everyone's getting big.
A chunk nugget.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Mudang goes after everybody. Yeah.
How
doesn't
dangerous
have teeth,
is
though.
It?
Doesn't have teeth. It's a baby.
Yeah, it will be dangerous.
Yeah, eventually. Because hippos do, I think, kill the most people in the world.
Yeah, yeah that's more than any other animal.
But that's how they get, like, because the keepers, in order to get them used to humans, they got to mess with it. And that fucking,
he's getting riled up.
Oh, yeah. It's going after everything. Kneecaps.
Oh, man.
It's very funny.
Yeah, and the Hitler.
So as we're getting to talk about more government spending, we talk about the, did you see the, who just failed another audit? The fucking, the Pentagon misplaced $2.4
trillion.
$2.46
trillion. Another
$2.4 Isn't that crazy that, and we're in another lifetime that we see this, just like we were just talking about with Rumsfeld. Like, doesn't that make you think, like, maybe they're plotting something?
Yeah.
Like, all of this government misspending.
Oh,
I wish I had all the lists of what they did. They had, like, gay Russian monkeys on the treadmill.
Oh, shit. What the hell was the recent one we just sent in the group text? What the hell was that one? Yeah, it was fucking off the wall. Fighting, like, they were fighting.
The mice against each other.
They
were urban effects.
Yeah,
urban effects. Oh, that gets me back to another one.
Yeah.
They were, this one they were doing, where's the Beagle one? You gotta hear this. Here it is. The NIH spent $2.3 million injecting beagles with cocaine.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that
dude.
One.
Why wouldn't they just ask me to do it?
I mean, right? I mean, dude, there's...
I will inject cocaine for free.
Dude,
yeah, dude, you'd have many volunteers
dude,
for humans.
And why do they always pick beagles? These people are fucking satanic.
Well, they also were injecting quails with cocaine, too.
What?
Quails, birds, you know.
Oh,
bird.
Yeah, no, they. But I mean,
they're
doing beagles. They're doing everything.
Too.
And
like we
just,
said, they were making, they had a mouse fight club and a rat fight club.
And
they
if they're spending millions, like, how long are they doing this for?
For
like,
a long fucking time.
Yeah, I mean, millions.
I mean, and
I think
who's selling them the dogs?
I think in the last year
them?
They spent $500,000 on the coke for the quails. I'm not even kidding. $475,000.
Did they buy that from
Colombians? Getting
ripped off. Yeah, I was gonna say they could probably make it themselves.
Yeah, I'll middle.
There's
gotta
be cocoa fields.
Pharmaceutical
fucking
cocaine.
Yeah.
Is that 100% synthetic?
Probably. Yeah.
I'd like to do some of that shit.
Okay. Yeah, but isn't that crazy that they fucking this is the amount of money that they will just spend frivolously. On drugs, on animals.
But
I don't
know
what the
why?
Hell is that after. You could just go to fucking Portland or you could go to San Francisco to see animals on
yeah,
drugs.
Exactly.
Did you ever see that pigeon fucking there was there?
Yeah, we
the lean going?
Yeah.
On fentanyl?
When he had the bag in front of him,
yeah. He's like, I'll tell you why they spend this stuff. They give these scientists grants.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to burn through them.
Well, no, because here, these scientists are the same ones that are like, climate change is killing, the cow farts are killing
right,
the planet.
Right.
They're the ones, they're the yes
and men. And the ones that are in their private jet setting,
yeah,
doing
they're the
thousands,
yes
thousands and thousands
these are the
of
scientists
miles.
They ask.
Don't
yeah.
trust the science. Do trust the science.
Yeah.
Which one is it?
Exactly.
Don't do any research.
Science
on,
is fake.
Well, it's not fake.
Well, I'm going to stand by my
It's all
one
somebody's
word.
Opinion, and it's fucking...
It depends on science.
Well, yeah, and,
right.
and if it's a fucking big pharma science, they're going to sway towards what they want.
Yeah.
You know?
Fake
They're never
going
to tell you what really happens. And then when they do tell you what really happens, they throw you in fucking jail.
Yeah. Oh, so hey,
you
know?
Right.
Sorry, I have to blurt this because I'll forget.
Blurt it.
There was another guy that's a prediction guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking years ago.
Like Nosferatu?
He talked. No,
Nostradamus.
Yeah, he talked. Well, this is a recent guy, though. He's had some predictions come true. I can't tell you what. But he said, I think it was like 90 days.
Your stories are the greatest.
90 days after Trump gets elected.
Yeah.
That there's going to be an alien invasion.
Well, they already just had that UAP thing. And
but that's what I'm saying. So how many days? I think we got like another
That shit's all reverse engineered. That's the fucking government using it.
But they're saying we're going to have an alien invasion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we already have one.
It's going to be
called illegals.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a second alien invasion.
Maybe that's
invasion.
What they're talking
Listen,
about.
Listen,
yeah.
I'm more afraid of illegal immigrants than I am aliens.
Dude, you see all the Venezuelans are taking over Tennessee now?
Yeah.
Dude.
But who knows? You know what? Listen.
who knows if that's real or not.
Dude, I wish it
could
like,
be just a fucking, you know, I haven't seen anything on Twitter about it. So
I wish it was like, how come it's like all these gangs are men? Why can't they be like all women gangs?
I'm sure they had that.
Well, like, I knew some girls that were in a gang.
The Warriors, yeah, all-girl game.
I want them to start taking over my town. Like, all these women start taking over my town. But like, this come kid, on in.
They make you prostitute for them.
You're not walking the track in short shorts. That'd be great.
This GD I knew every time he was
getting poked around.
Mesh vest.
Yeah. The chainmail.
What was that, Larry?
Nothing, man.
Okay.
I'm just going to talk some shit. All right.
Well, then talk some shit.
Well, I was just going to say, I knew some girls that were in gangs and shit it was fun. They were cool and fun, but it's scary sometimes. But, you know, this kid KD.
Because they hold you, by throat, by a knife?
Nah, it's just funny.
Beat him up.
Not because of that.
That wasn't the scary part.
No.
They aggressively kissed.
Yeah, that was scary.
They were aggressive.
I like that, though.
Yeah. But this kid would be, I used to buy dope out this one fucking GD, and he would fucking get locked. Okay, now he's in jail. Now his brother starts dealing with me. Now the brother's locked in jail.
His girlfriend?
Now the sister, and that's the other gang set, and they're fucking all, and it would be carloads of these hot black chicks that would come over, and fucking I'd be like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. I'm gonna party with you and shit. I'd be like, yeah. And then so fucking then all of a sudden they're gone. Something happens. Then the next thing you know, I'm buying it from his grandma in a fucking old-ass Rick James concert shirt and shit, going to her apartment and shit. Yeah, and it was fucking crazy. And I was like, damn, the whole fucking family is in on it.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody.
They got to keep that business running.
Yeah. It was amazing. He'd actually call me from jail sometimes and be like, yo, I'm locked up, but here's my grandma's number. I'd be like, holy shit.
You know, keep the money flowing.
Dude, they know the fucking routine.
You got a business, you got a business.
It's pretty cool.
Keep it going.
Calling you from prison. That's crazy.
All right, well, what's on this bitch?
Well, dude, that's how they do it, though, man. They don't fuck around.
Yeah, these fuckers. And then if Mary went, they would make her, one of these guys would get her to drive. I'd be like, what took you so long? Oh, they wanted me to drive him here, and then they wanted me to drive him there. I'm like, every time, you know, they need a ride somewhere. Yeah. I'd be like, no, man, I got to go. But Mary would get suckered into it. I would feel bad, and I told her, no more. I told them, just fucking quit asking my girlfriend for fucking rides, man. They're like, oh, we're sorry, dude.
Yeah, take enough of that bullshit.
Okay, I gotta thank Tom's Free Clinic Automotive and Veterinarian Service. If you don't know who to ring when your balls are in a sling, call Tom's Free Clinic.
Now accepting EBT.
Yeah. He's even helping illegals.
He actually is in his new adult novelty section. He has his own Tom's house labeled Spanish fly that's easily dissolvable into her drink.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, it's
so,
sweet.
So funny how he stuttered on her drink.
Well, I wasn't sure if I should
say her. Say her.
Well, I was going to say his or her, but.
He knew he would have gotten
it. He
knew
something was coming up.
That's all he knew.
You were fucked no matter what you said.
The truth is she really going to drug you?
Huh? What's that?
You never know.
What did he say?
I don't know if that would really help her situation.
Yeah, what did he say?
Exactly.
Is she going to really drug you?
Probably not. Thanks for tuning in to the Larry Needles Show. Have a great evening. Peace.
Dude, it's like a guy's dream.
The Larry Needles Show.